Enter.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The essentials. Serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. And good evening and welcome to The Essentials. Having a little bit of a feedback here. That's fine. Let's get right into it. We have on the live line currently Mr. Darcy Ramin Jr., who is with the AWAC X organization. Recently in the news, they launched not too long ago with the vision, with the intention of revolutionizing the financial scene, the financing and funding scene within the Bahamas, within the region, and, you know, definitely within the wider world. They have introduced this idea of equity crowdfunding. And so we are in for some good news. There's been some interesting development, some great development, some positive development, but I'm not the one who is going to share. I want to welcome immediately as we go through this section, Mr. Darcy Ramin Jr. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. I know your guests are going to enjoy what we have to say today.
Definitely. Always a pleasure having you here talking about something which is innovative, revolutionary, and significantly positive for the Bahamas and, you know, possibly the wider Caribbean region. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about what's happening over at AWAC X. What's the new news? What's the exciting news? And what are the things that persons ought to be sitting at the edge of their seat waiting to hear from you this evening?
Well, so AWAC X is a platform where you can go online and buy shares in new, fast-growing companies. And the exciting news that I have to tell you today is that you still have time to buy in the first two companies that launched. And then on Monday, we had launched a third company, Grow, which is wonderful. It's an amazing company. I'm not allowed to give investment advice, but I can say, since I was like a little kid, people have been talking about how do we get into exports. And these wonderful ladies have developed a food incubator, mm-hmm. where you can go and everything is FDA certified and approved, so that you can, if you're a small exporter, you can, you know, get your feet wet as you grow and innovate.
Yeah. And so Grow is the newest one on the block, mm-hmm. and we'll come back to Grow, but we also have some good news on your two previous listings, Red Lobster and Grove. Talk to us about, you know, what has happened, what is happening with those two.
So Red Lobster has passed its minimum, which means that there will be a Red Lobster in the Bahamas. There's still time for you to go out and participate, but it is successful, and that's really the big news, that this is a legitimate way of investing, a legitimate way of raising money for your business. And We're super stoked because, you know, this was an idea that me and my father had in 2017. We went through all of the regulatory process. It took us 4 years to get the license. We got the license in June, and then we launched the first two companies in August. But of course, you know, you're sitting there as a, so I'm an entrepreneur myself. You're sitting there as an entrepreneur, sitting there thinking, you know, is this really going to work? Do people really want to be included? Do people really want to own things in the society? And turns out the answer is yes. People do want to be a part of the companies that are growing in the society. People do want to have that opportunity. And we're happy to be some of the first. We're actually the first in the whole Caribbean to get it right. So we're really happy for that.
So Red Lobster has surpassed its minimum. And the way this work is, you say, okay, you're going to launch this financing activity. And here is the minimum that we want to raise. And as long as you get past the minimum, stone for Arawak X?
Yeah. So when you pass the minimum, so how crowdfunding works is it's designed to protect the investor from what's called an undercapitalized business. Mm-hmm. So as anyone who's tried to do business before would know, sometimes the idea might be great, but you run out of money. And so we have a minimum standard that each company has to meet. And the reason for that is, you know, you don't want to have any half-built houses, or in the case of Red Lobster, a half-built restaurant. You want to make sure that, you know, they can participate, that it meets its minimum so it can actually do what it says it's going to do. And so we, the platform, protect the investor from those undercapital. I can't promise whether or not it's going to work. No one can. Mm-hmm. We just make sure as the platform that the information that you receive is legitimate, that the opportunity that is presented before persons in the form of a company is legitimate, that the people are who they say they are, they have done what they said they've done. And then ultimately it's the market, it's you, the investor, sitting out there listening, that decides whether or not, you know, you want to put your money in this and whether or not this is a good idea for you and your family.
Yes, but I think one of the important perspective to look at this from is that, you know, you launched this business, yourself, your father being the visionaries, Arawak X is now out there. You have essentially test run this with the first two listing, and they're doing well. Red Lobster is successful. The second one, I think it's Groove. That's correct?
Yeah, Groove. We need it to be successful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got a, I think, 17 more days left, so there's still much opportunity in both of those companies for you to still be participating as an investor. Mm-hmm. We have worked diligently. I have a background in engineering. I'm a robotics engineer by training. My father has his degrees in finance. So what fintech really is it's the combination of technology and finance. Mm-hmm. And so we have worked really, really hard to make sure that the system is as simple as possible, and it's free to sign up. We get paid when the company is successful. The company pays us, not the investors.
Right.
So that's kind of, you know, because nothing is free. I say it's free to sign up, but nothing in life is free, right?
If somebody pays for the opportunity for you to sign up for free.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the barrier to entry is very, very low.
Right.
You can buy as little as one share. Obviously, I want to encourage people to buy as many shares as it makes sense for them in their situation. Mm-hmm. However, you know, the fact is that never before have people been able to invest for so little and then be a part of new and fast growing companies.
Yeah. This is a FDA approved lab looking to provide facility, provide a nexus, provide a nucleus for the expansion of other companies, and I see that this would be of great value for individuals who are seeking to expand, and especially into the export market for a number of cottage industries, whether it is the spices, the jams, the jellies, anything in that nature. This is going to be a significant move for the Bahamas, isn't it?
Absolutely. What we were so excited for about Grow is that they are an enabler of other businesses. So when they're successful, all of those businesses that are in food, you know, because you cannot export out of your kitchen. That's just, I mean, there's so many, obviously the reason the FDA exists is it needs to make sure that food that is on the shelves is safe. And a food lab like Grow, you're able to easily certify that your product was prepared under the best standards, under the FDA standards, mm-hmm. and therefore is ready for consumption by Americans. And just to give you perspective, there are only 400,000 Baymans, maybe 400 to 500, depending on how you count the population. Mm-hmm. But truth is that in the United States, there are 330, 360 million people. That's a lot of customers that you can serve. And so the numbers of your business change. You're no longer, export. International business is where the money is at. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's important.
That's what makes tourism so important.
Exactly, because for tourism, you're serving a market which is, you know, significantly diverse, significantly much larger than the population itself, and would actually seek to exploit the United States, Europe, Latin American, Caribbean for in some instances, you know, mm-hmm. significant. And that is one of the reasons.
By the way, those three things that you just said, that's over a billion people.
Yes.
So you don't even need to get, I mean, what's 1% of a billion people is a lot of people.
Yep.
So, I mean, when you start framing your mind towards how can I add value with my, like you say, your jams or your spices, mm-hmm. turns out you can add a lot of value. There's a hunger for food out there that is unique and different. And people have in all of those markets have a taste for Caribbean food. Mm-hmm. And it's, what Grow is going to allow is going to allow those people to get out in front of those businesses to get out in front of those customers. Yeah. And so we're really, really, really excited for what's about to come out of them.
Yeah, I am too. I just did speaking to you before this interview and just understanding the dynamics behind it. I can see how this becomes a platform for the country to look for other avenues for growing the economy, for growing for national development. One of the important things, Mr. Ramin, is where if we go back to Red Lobster, when we look at the profile of the funding, that has an important aspect to it, doesn't it? Talk to us.
It does. It does. So the Red Lobster, and I can speak a little bit about the background of it, is that the majority of that money came in from outside. Mm-hmm. So it creates it not just to raise money locally, but to raise money from international markets mm-hmm. where, so you can get some U.S. dollars in hand, which is so important for not just the company itself, but it's really important for the economy, the wider economy, because we need U.S. dollars to grow. That's what foreign direct investment is. And so it's another avenue. Mind you, it's in smaller amounts, but it creates the opportunity for people to access new investors that weren't here. And so that's kind of what ArawakX does, is it allows the blending of local participation, international investors, and so the business gets funded. The business then goes out in the society and hires a bunch of people. I think with the Red Lobster brand, they're going to hire 180 people. That's 180 people who are going to have jobs, work, be able to, you know, feed the families, send their kids to school. And that's a really good, positive thing. Yeah, you know, it's there's so many knockoff spinoff effects because all of those, of course, the business itself is going to pay taxes, but all of those employees are going to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. And then, NIB, it can be be replenished. The government coffers can be replenished. Our civil servants can then, be better paid, retire with dignity. Those are the kinds of things. So it's really important that we as a society focus on getting the people with ideas, the financing they need to go after those ideas, especially international ideas, yeah. Because what ends up happening is we all benefit. because we're all on a, I mean, we all live on islands. We're basically living on several boats. And, you know, the rising tide carries all boats.
Yes. And I think it's important that we contextualize. A lot of times we do things, but not fully contextualize it to really appreciate the value. And one way of a value of what is happening here is certainly there are outsiders, persons outside the country who have a significant interest in the Bahamas and business in the Bahamas. Secondly, this adds a new dimension to foreign direct investment. When we talk about foreign direct investment, immediately we think about a big hotel, a big box, that sort of a thing, right? Now we have an opportunity for local investors to take advantage of the concessions and things which have been offered by the government in the last budget and continue by this administration and through ArawakX to source the funding which we have complained continuously that is never ever available and where bank funding is never ever suitable. Talk to us about this kind of, I'm going to call a democratization of landscape within the Bahamas and how important this is.
Well, it's important because so I've been home for now almost, next year is going to be 10 years, right, from university. And came back home, worked in my father's management consulting practice. And the same thing over and over and over and over again pops up. It's, you know, hey, how do we get funding? You know, I got this great idea. I want to take it to international. I want to grow this idea as big as possible. Mm-hmm. But there was this big hole in financing. There was that hole beyond, if you're familiar with bank financing, you have to put up some collateral. For most people, that's around 250. That's the value of your house. You put that up. The bank says, okay, we're going to give you 50% of that money. So, but $125,000, $150,000 isn't really enough, even if you can get the loan, for you to take your business to the next level. You really need money between a million. Mm-hmm. But there was no one in the market that was able to kind of systematically provide that. You know, it was really, you know, who you know kind of environment. And so what we've done, what ArawakX is doing, is it allows the people with the really great ideas to come and put their ideas before not just our local market, but before the international market. And, you know, as we like to say in finance, let the market decide. You know, it's important that people have the opportunity to be able to even try. And so that's kind of what we are. We don't guarantee any success of the business. We don't guarantee that even the raise will be successful, but at least people now have the opportunity to put their ideas forward and see if they'll be successful.
Yeah, and I think it's an important option as we seek to wrap this up and certainly continue to wish you great success in what you're doing, growing this platform, providing opportunity for local investors, local entrepreneurs, where financing can really meet idea. And you never know, you know, when you bring this type of facilitation together with this whole idea of looking outside to the United States or other markets, where scalability then becomes a great possibility because you're serving a larger market, you just never know. The next billionaire is walking around right here in the Bahamas.
I'll add one more thing. So the way that the United States defines a small business. So a small business in the United States is someone that employs 500 people, less than 500 people, and does less than $1 billion in revenue.
Right.
Think about that. When you shift from, like, a small business here is like, I mean, basically under those definitions, everybody's a small business. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's when you shift to the international, your possibilities become endless.
Yeah,
limitless. And that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. So as we wrap up, Mr. Rahman, talk to us about, you know, are you satisfied with the Bahamas? Is it going to be restricted to the borders of the Bahamas? Are they thinking of
expansion? Great question. So, of course, as a Bahamian, I love my country. I love being able to help people in my country, but it is technology and it has the ability to scale itself. So we have intentions of moving throughout, certainly the English-speaking Caribbean first, We've opened up an office in Silicon Valley. We're going to open up a few more offices in the United States. So we are on the growth path. We are. There's a lot of people that need to be helped. The Bahamas, it turns out in all of the Caribbean islands, they have the same problem. We are really good at technology. We're really good at back office systems. We're really good at lowering the barrier to entry. And so we intend to take ArawakX throughout the Caribbean very shortly.
Certainly, that sounds good because, you know, when you leave in here from the Bahamas and you spread in this type of a facility, a raise of $1.8 million for Red Lobster, the majority of that raise in U.S. dollar, this is revolutionary. This is changing. Your last words for the listening audience, help them to understand what they can do to get involved. I understand that the investment minimum on the Grow Lab is at $16, and so
$16. It's really super simple to sign up. Sign up. We're going to be tons and tons of companies listing. It's free to sign up. Like I say, we make our money when the raise is successful, and so sign up today. Even if you don't like any of the companies that are on there, something is going to catch your eye. Something is going to speak to you in your soul as a great idea that you want to be a part of. When you sign up, it takes 5 minutes to sign up online. And then there's a couple of days process for you to go to come through compliance. It is financial services, so you are going to need identification like your passport or NIB card. So start the process as soon as possible. Free to sign up. Go to arawakx.com. You'll be able to sign up. It takes 5 minutes. We tried to make it super, super simple. I don't know if you can get any simpler than that. Here's to being able to invest.
Definitely. And we want to thank you in a way, but also to, you know, commend and congratulate you on bringing it this far. And certainly it is showing great possibility. There are green shoots. There's fruit on the tree. And so for persons out there who are listening, for you to rethink your funding, rethink your financing, and for those who wish to become investors, this is an opportunity to broaden your portfolio and to rethink the old idea that I do not have enough to invest. Starting at $16, as low as $16, you can get involved in companies with great potential upside. And so we want to encourage you to move in that direction. That's certainly what Mr. Ramin would tell you if he was in a position to do that. So I'm doing it for him.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I always enjoy coming. Your listening audience is great. They're intelligent. I often hear great comments. You ask great questions. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ramin. All the best. And we look forward to see ArawakX with a flagship in the Bahamas flying around the region and around the world. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
God bless him.
Yes, and so there you had it, ArawakX. Three listings so far, Red Lobster, Grove, and now Grow Labs, which is going to be an incubator, a big thing. I think this is important. I actually think I have one or two ideas which I could use in Grow Labs. So you want to check that out. You also want to figure out how you can invest in it. Our Red Lobster has already passed its minimum. Go and check that out. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. And when we come back, we have another guest on the line. We're going to talk a little bit about Success Summit. It's going to be a big one this year. We have many dynamic leaders and professionals and experts and presenters. And one is joining us this evening from Jamaica. We're going to have just a brief chat with him. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll get right into it.
Hubert Edwards Global, in collaboration with Dr. Dave Burrows and iRise, presents the 5th Annual Success Summit under the theme, Success Keys to Transform Your World, December 3rd through 4th. 2 days of transformational experiences with dynamic presenters from the Bahamas, Nigeria, Canada, USA, and Jamaica. You can't afford to miss this mind shift moment. 5 scholarship grants, 2 leadership awards, 1 life-changing event. This is a virtual event, so visit www.nlsolutionsbahamas.com for more details. This is what you've been waiting for. Success Summit 2021.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
For the best jerk in the Bahamas, you must have Balu's. Pork, fish, and chicken served with our delicious country-style sauce and authentic festivals. Balu's, Nassau East South. Call or WhatsApp 376-8951. Balu's, the jerk with the soul of reggae and the spirit of Junkanoo. Balu's jerk, traditional, slow-cooked to perfection. 376-8951. Get yours today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And good afternoon and welcome back to The Essentials. We are here with just a little bit of technical problems there, a little bit of squeaking, but I'm sure we get that sorted out quickly. We have on the live line Mr. Alfred Thomas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, that's great. Want to welcome you to the Bahamas, or at least to the Bahamas Airwaves. You are from Jamaica. You're going to be at the Success Summit this year, our fifth year. Talk to us about, you know, what is it that you're looking forward to, and, you know, why are you involved in this process? In this event.
Thanks for having me, and good evening to you and to your audience. It's a honor to be named among the speakers for this year's summit. I've been following it over the years, and it has been of tremendous help. There have been a lot of tremendous speakers who would have encouraged persons as it relates to leadership and to enhance their leadership skills, and I'm honored to be numbered among the presenters this year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. So on December 3rd, and December 4th, this year we'll be having two days for the first time. We have joined up with Dr. Dave Burrows from BFM and his iRise organization, and we are putting together a youth day. A youth day is going to be filled with dynamic presenters. We have 2 bankers out of Jamaica, Garfield Morgan and Conroy Ward. We have Heather Sutherland from the Bahamas, Cheryl Curl from the Bahamas, Dr. Dave himself. We have Carlos Palacios from the Bahamas, Nakira Dean from the Bahamas. We have Jesse Kanade from Nigeria and Miss Jasmine Beckford Johnson out of Jamaica, one of the principal there in Western Jamaica. So, Mr. You, as you look forward to this event, what is it that you wish or you have in mind to bring to the audience? What is it that when you would have finished, you want persons to, you know, walk away with, you know, having listened to you and, of course, listen to the rest of your colleagues, colleague presenters?
All right. The essence of the summit, basically, to speak on successes and to instill in our audience Some of the virtues of successful persons, provide them with tips as to how to be successful during their careers, providing them with leadership skills that is going to ensure that they are successful in whatever career fields that they may be involved in. Mm-hmm. I'll specifically be looking at transforming challenges for your success. And as an educator, as a principal, we have been going through a lot of challenges, especially in the educational system, from face-to-face school to the online space and the various challenges that comes along with it. And as educators, we have had to buckle down and rather than sit and weigh under the pressures and these challenges, we have had to be creative and to rise above all these challenges and transform our institutions into digital spaces so that our students can still perform and perform successfully in the online space. So I will basically be speaking on some of the challenges that I would have had during my professional career and how it is that I overcome them, because the reality is, as leaders, as individuals, regardless of the sphere that we're in, we're always going to have challenges.
Yeah.
And it is the more successful persons are the ones who are able to withstand these challenges and rise above them. And you tend to have a smile on your face and you're more appreciative when you would have gone through a lot of these challenges and you come out victorious. Mm-hmm. And you're able to look back and smile and say that, hey, I really did go through a lot, but I'm here and I'm still here. Yeah. So we want to impart some of these tips to our audience, because we know that during this time, I mean, most persons are going through some form of challenges. And so we want to provide them with some tips as to how to become successful, how to overcome some of these challenges.
Yeah,
so. And I like the fact that the diversity of the presenters, that you have educators, you have bankers, you have persons from a wide cross-section of the professional sphere. And so it will give the audience the opportunity to hear from different persons. And so different audience member will be able to identify with somebody who is in their field. So I think it's an excellent lineup, and we hope to bring some good information to your audience.
Yes, and you know, one of the things that we have done over the years, you being a new speaker, but certainly you have followed us. We have interacted. I must share this with persons that you are the current principal of the school that I attended as a youngster. Actually, at the pleasure. Maybe the privilege of being the head boy of that, and certainly the type of relationship that we have built up over the last short while is very valuable, and I commend you on your leadership for that in that organization, but not just limited to the school itself, because we are aware that you do a lot of things within the parish and within the wider country. And so, yes, I do agree with you that I think we have a very diverse team, as we have always done. For example, well, this year, you know, he has become a perennial co-host, Mr. Shervis Brown. These days, he's go as Shervis B. But we also will have our former CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. We have an individual entrepreneur, young entrepreneur coming out of Jamaica, Valerie Grant, a quantum psychologist coming out of Jamaica, Mr. Lakem Samaj, he was here before. We also have another educator turned administrator, Ms. Charmaine Gooden. We have the very dynamic and well-known Franklin Butler from Cable. Kayleen Newton, who is a financial guru. We have coming out of Africa/Canada, Toronto, Mr. Alex Ayama, and he is a student of Dr. Miles Monroe, and of course, a expert in the area of leadership. Gail McSweeney, also into leadership, and yourself. And then we have Troy Strawn from the Bahamas here, Simone Bowe, Ahmad Thomas. We have the effervescent Anastasia Palacios. We have the very quiet but certainly deep and you know, well focused entrepreneur and leader in Mr. Charles Diggis, who is an entrepreneur and owner, president and CEO at Doctors Hospital. Coming back this year, we will have Matt Kinsey. And incidentally, Matt Kinsey is the president-elect for Toastmasters International. That is, all the Toastmasters all over the world, in every single country, in every single club, their president is going to be at Success Summit this year. He was there last year, and he's coming back again. And of course, the dynamic Cheryl Bazard, if you listen to about how she came from over the hill 5 times, and she will share her story. And we have young Victoria Mullins, who is going to be sharing with you. I will take a shot at 1 or 2 minutes myself. But certainly, Mr. Thomas, as we look forward to December 3rd and December 4th, it's going to be a good time. What is the vibes in Jamaica at this point in time? I know we have been advertising in your neck of the woods. We have sent some things out in Brownstown. But what is the vibes and the feedback coming from that side of the world?
Persons are looking forward to it. And as you mentioned, that we would have been publicizing it on our social media platforms. And it's getting an energy from persons within Brownstown. And we have seen where persons are saying that they're happy that they're seeing their own persons who they're very familiar with being speakers. Mm-hmm. Because especially here in Brownstown, some of us who are actually natives of Brownstown will actually be speakers. Mm-hmm. So I think the persons from Brownstown are very happy that when they look well, in addition to you, so you would make 4, because Dr. Monteith also is affiliated with Brownstown because she attended St. Hilda's, she taught at St. Hilda's, and I think she attended St. Hilda's also. So, and Conroy is a Bjork Cassapah student. He's from Brownstown. I'm born and grown in St. Anne, and I'm now leading a school in St. Anne. So the traction among persons in Brownstown is very, very good because they're happy that they're seeing 4 of their own will be presenting on this basically international summit. So the traction is gathering. We're doing the promoting it on our social media platforms, and we're spreading the word, and we're asking persons to tune in because we have a wealth of information. We are all leaders in our own respect. We have different stories, we have different backgrounds, and so we will be able to connect to each and every person who will join us on the day, on either or both of the days. And so for persons to come with open mind, come with their pens and their books, come to take notes, mm-hmm. because it's definitely going to be impactful, and you will get valuable information that will help you transform your life and assist you in being successful.
Yeah, I really want to believe that. I think the last 4 years have been exactly as you described. This is our 5th year, and we have an obligation to take it to a next level. And so we have individuals as far away, 2 persons who are native to the continent of Africa who are coming in. We have individuals from the United States, from Jamaica, Canada, Toronto specifically. And they're coming to share. They're coming to share their stories. They're coming to be success advocates. That's what we refer to our presenters as, success advocates. Why success advocates? Because we are here advocating not advocating to you, but advocating for us, you and I, recognizing that when you become your best, I am in a position to become a better individual. And we, as an organization, we embrace this concept of Ubuntu. I am because we are. And it recognizes the whole idea that an individual cannot be as good as that individual could potentially be unless the collective is good. And the collective cannot be at its greatest unless the individual is good. And so the collective has a responsibility to the individual, and the individual has obligation to the collective. But I'm really, really very excited, Mr. Thomas, about day one, even though you will be featured on day two. Because day one, in a way, is bringing together 2 organizations, IRISE here in the Bahamas, but also bringing together the effort that we started when we did the school tour, of which, you know, I had the pleasure of Vima and a number of other schools within St. Anne and in Western Jamaica and Eastern Jamaica. We went as far as Calabar in Kingston. So this for me is an exciting way of bringing back the students this year, even though we missed the better part of last year. And this is an opportunity to put them in a place and say to them, we are still here, we are still supporting you, we are still advocating for your success as students. Talk to us about how that impacts you.
Well, I think that is an excellent initiative, because especially now, when we have students who, for the most part, have been in the online space, they are unable to go to school, and some of them are actually down because they would want to come out, they would want to be able to interact with their friends, and especially our senior students who will be sitting CSEC examinations. Earlier this week, I was having a discussion with a few of them, and it actually hit home that the first time we actually saw these students, or they actually came back to school face to face, was some of them came back on, returned on Monday. Mm-hmm. And it was the first they were coming back on the school plant since March 2020. They were in grade 9. They're now in grade 11. Mm. And so they are going to have their exams next year, and their external exams next year, which is very, very important to them, which will basically help to determine their future. So providing the ability, providing the platform for them where they can have dynamic speakers addressing them and say, listen, regardless of the adversities, regardless of what it is that you're going through, regardless of the fact that you have had to adapt to the online space, and that is what you have had to use almost 16 months, you still can be successful. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the tips that can help you to change your mindset if it is that you think that you may not be able to do it. These are examples of persons who would have been in a similar position as you were, and this is how they are now. And maybe some of the speakers were in fact in similar positions where they were downhearted and didn't think that they were able to make it. And so I'm happy that this opportunity is provided to the students. When you were able to physically do the tour, I know that you made an impact on our students, and the fact that they could look at you as a successful person who years ago was in the same position that they were in at the high school, and you have become successful. And then a valuable thing that I remember one of them saying, what they are happy that you came back and you paid it forward. And I think that is one of the things with a lot of the speakers that are on this year, is that we are cognizant of the fact that we would have been assisted by persons in the past, and maybe some of us even currently are still being assisted. And so the onus is on us to do what we do and pay it forward. Mm-hmm. We would have been provided with assistance. Maybe we were having challenges, and it were persons who assisted us to overcome some of these challenges. So the onus is on us to pay it forward, to provide the same opportunity and assist other persons who are going through the similar issues. So I'm happy, and I know the other presenters are happy, and we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. Today I saw Conroy posted in a group that we're in, and so we're doing the promotion, and we're going to ensure that we have persons coming out and being a part of it and assisting it, and assisting our students, assisting our young leaders to grow. Yes. And to be successful individuals.
Definitely. And we thank you for your Ellen Bridges. So everything that you hear Mr. Thomas has mentioned about Jamaica, because he's in Jamaica, we're working very hard to make sure that that happens here in the Bahamas. We're going to seek to work with the Ministry of Education to ensure that students, especially from the public schools, they will be able to tune in on that day to come and listen to great speakers like Garfield Morgan, Heather Sutherland, to listen to Mr. Conroy Ward, Cheryl Carroll, Dr. Dave Burrows himself, Carlos Felicius, Nakira Dean, who is a young professional, and a very, very young and positive man out of Nigeria, Jesse Kanada. He is a mentee of mine, and a very senior and well-experienced educator out of Western Jamaica, Jasmine Beckford Johnson. So we want you to tune in. I want you to listen. The scholarship, well over 30 so far. And so the only thing that we're waiting on now is the nominations for the Leadership Awards, and we will be ready to go. So, Mr. Thomas, I want to thank you so much for your contribution, for taking time out to be here. I know you have to be in another place. You should have been in another place by this, but we certainly appreciate your time speaking with the audience here in the Bahamas and around the world through Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook, and we look forward to our ongoing interaction and hearing you speak at the summit. Your last word.
Again, I must say credit to you for putting together this summit and for continuing to ensure that you bring in dynamic speakers that will assist persons to be great leaders and to be successful individuals in whatever their career field. For this year, we have a dynamic set of speakers who will be bringing our own personal experiences to the platform. And we just want persons to tune in. Tune in, come with an open mind, come with the mindset that you're not satisfied, you're not settled with wherever you are in your career, and you want to learn some tips as to how to be more successful. We're not saying that what we will be presenting is the be-all and end-all, but we're presenting our stories as to what would have ensured that we are successful and we would have gone at a certain level of successes in our various professional careers. And so we'll be imparting that to you. So just come with an open mind and come to learn, come to grow. And we will teach each other how to grow and how to be successful.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So we'll leave it there. And we'll say big respect to all of the persons in Jamaica, Brownstown, St. Anne, to be more specific. But then we look forward to the connection on December 3rd and December 4th. On December 3rd, we have the school across the entire nation of Jamaica, across the nations of the Caribbean. So if you're a Caribbean individual, you're out there listening, then you want to call home, you want to make contact with your schools, you want to make contact with the professionals there, because we want to do that. Last year, we were beaming into six countries, as far away as China. This year, we want to get to much more than that. And so we look forward to having you at Success Summit. The theme, Success Keys to Transform Your World. Every single individual at some point in time, there is an opportunity, there's a need for transformation. So we want to thank you. Listen to The Essential. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to get right into what may be the greatest speech for the year. Stay tuned to The Essentials. Don't move. Come right back.
Pack delivery, a chance to shop a variety of club products and prices right from home. Simply call or WhatsApp your order to 242-677-7266 or email order at amlfoods.com. A friendly customer service representative is waiting to pick, pack, and deliver your order to the mailboat of your choice. The options are truly endless, and with membership, you save even more. So order today and let Costrite pick, pack, and deliver right to you.
Hubert Edwards Global, in collaboration with Dr. Dave Burrows and iRise, presents the 5th Annual Success Summit under the theme, Success Keys to Transform Your World, December 3rd through 4th. 2 days of transformational experiences with dynamic presenters from the Bahamas, Nigeria, Canada, USA, and Jamaica. You can't afford to miss this mind shift moment. 5 scholarship grants, 2 leadership awards, 1 life-changing event. This is a virtual event, so visit www.amcom for more details. This is what you've been waiting for. Success Summit 2021.
For the best jerk in the Bahamas, you must have Balu's. Pork, fish, and chicken served with our delicious country-style sauce and authentic festivals. Balu's, Nassau East South. Call or WhatsApp 376-8951. Balu's, the jerk with the soul of reggae and the spirit of Junkanoo. Balu's jerk, traditional, slow-cooked to perfection. 376-8951. Get yours today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And good afternoon as we come back from our break. We just had a wonderful conversation all the way down there in the Southern Caribbean, in Jamaica to be specific, Brownstown, St. Anne, with the current principal of my former school. And it certainly was a pleasure to hear from him that the persons in Jamaica are gearing up for the summit. I think we have another presenter on the line, do we? Is he here? Who do we have? Hello, who do we have? We have Gail Sweeney.
And yes, I'm here too, Jeff.
I'm here.
And Jeff, certainly I have a flood of persons. I definitely have to get to the best speech that was given in the world this week. So we have a couple of minutes. Talk to us quickly, Jeff. You are a part of the team this year. You have always been involved with Success Summit, but in a background way. Talk to us about your participation and what you're looking forward to.
Well, thank you and good evening, and good evening, Gail. And let me say, first of all, congratulations to you on your continued expression of your vision for the development of our young people. This year's event is going to be centering around this transformation of our world. And I was thinking so hard about what should we really be talking about. And I decided to do the one thing that we've been overlooking, and that is, in as much as we all acknowledge that this world is changing very quickly, and we've been using words like transformation and evolution and innovation and technology and resiliency and change and continuity and all of those new phrases that have been now inundating our minds. The truth is, Hubert, someone needs to break this down for our young people so that they understand these new terms. Because if we're going to talk about global transformation, I want to address my thoughts on personal transformation. What does it take for me to transform so that I firstly understand this transformation that's taking place, then I understand what requires of me to be able to operate and to contribute to this transforming global space that we're in, and then how do I enable myself to be able to transform so that I not only am able to contribute, but I am now able to participate at a level where I'm now achieving success. For one reason, and one reason only, is the primary reason, is this. We've all acknowledged that what we had is no longer, that the normal that we used to have is no longer normal. There's a newness to this landscape. And so I want to focus my thoughts in sharing with our young people, and perhaps there may even be some adults attending who themselves don't really have a good grasp of this, what is required of me, because many adults have found themselves extremely challenged in the last 2 years, now that COVID, you've heard me say oftentimes, COVID has impacted us tremendously, yes, but it's also been a revealer, and a revealer of many gaps in many of the aspects of our lives. And so my thrust this year is going to be on helping individuals understand what's required of me in terms of my own personal transformation in order for me to do one of those three things, be able to understand it, be able to contribute, and to be able to successfully navigate in this new and ever-changing environment.
Definitely, and as persons in the Bahamas know, that Jeff Beckles, a very dynamic speaker, and always bring the energy when he comes. And so we look forward to see how you yourself is transitioning and transforming from speaking to big highfalutin important people to bigger highfalutin important persons, because only the big highfalutin important persons are going to be in that room come December 3rd and December 4th. Why is that so? Because as your success and achievement advocate, your leadership advocate, and we treat every single individual with great care. Your importance can never ever be higher when you step into the realm of Success Summit. And so we have a brand new friend, a brand new colleague, an individual that we're looking forward to hearing her contribute. She is Gail Sweeney, a native of Jamaica, but certainly these days she ply her trade in the United States. Gail, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm happy to be here, Herbert, and good evening to your audience.
Yes, what is it that you are bringing to the fire come December 3rd, December 4th? You will be speaking on the second day, so December 4th.
First of all, thank you for inviting me, and I'm looking forward to be on the platform also, because the young people nowadays, they are very challenged. They are not sure what was happening in 2019, so they are going through transformation,
One is going to be the young people, and they too is going to be everybody else. So the young people will be coming in, and persons of all age, size, and demographic will be there. So I want us to ensure that when our audience is listening, they understand that there's a piece there for every single person, especially on day two.
Yes, and I'm looking to speak to those individuals as well, because all of us are challenged during this time, and it's to get up, build resilience, and move forward for transformation. And I'm glad to be a part of that, because, you know, our mission in life or our life purpose is to find our gift and then to help others to find theirs. And I'm glad to have that opportunity to do so.
Yes, and so you are going to be focusing on, you know, helping individuals to understand that, you know, it's, while it's not always a bed of roses, there is the potential, there's always the possibility that you can grow, you can develop, you can become successful, you can find a way to transform, and that transformation usually starts with transforming yourself. And so, you know, even me, you're hiding that important question from me, and you say, well, you know, I'm not going to reveal the question, but you're going to ask a very big question on that day.
Yes, it's a question that's going to require your deeper
yes
to come to the answer for that transformation that is needed moving forward.
And that is important, isn't it, Gil? The question must be asked, and you must answer in the affirmative in order to start the process towards becoming your better self, isn't it so?
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, most of what I'll be presenting is mostly around relearning some of the things that we were taught, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily so.
Yes.
So it's about relearning and you know, come back to asking yourself that question.
Breaking some paradigms.
Yes.
Definitely, we look forward to that contribution. Back to you very quickly, Jeff, I know that you have to go, but you are familiar with a number of the individuals from right here in the Bahamas who will be speaking. What do you think? You know, give the audience a little bit of an overview of, you know, some of your fellow presenters, your fellow success advocates who will be on that particular day. Is Jeff there? No, we've lost him. Okay, unfortunately, we've lost him. So, all right, then, Gil, we'll just, you know, come back to you and ask for, you know, your wrap-up and, you know, leave a word with the audience, you know, tell them what to expect and encourage them to come out.
You know, I'm just, you know, bring your notebook, because there's a lot of golden nuggets that is going to be shared and a lot of experience that I've had that I want to impart so that they can grow. And as you said before, advocate for them.
I assume that all of South Florida is going to be coming with you, and we anticipate that you will help us with some promotion in that.
Yes, I will. I will. I'm always there to support you. You know that, and your cause, especially that you're, you know, helping others to grow. And as I said before, we're here for that. And I'm with you on that.
Thank you so much. You know, myself, me and Gil met in the midst of COVID, never ever seen each other physically. But we went through it was a 6 weeks program, Gil, a 6 weeks program, you know, and we've interacted, and I've learned so much about her. She is a budding author. She has written. She is an individual who developed deep training programs which cause you to, you know, move deeply into you and try to understand, you know, exactly who you are. And she'll be bringing all of that and an experience. Go ahead.
As I like to say, that I like to awaken possibilities in people that they don't really know that exist.
Wow.
So I awaken those possibilities greater transformation.
Oh, man. You have all of the right words. And so I think that's a good place to leave it. She will be awakening, helping to awaken possibilities that we ourselves don't even think that we have. And why am I so excited? Because guess what? I don't believe that in the last four years, there's any individual who has been associated with the Success Summit who have learned more than I have. I've been to every single one. I've been there from the beginning, and every single time. I've just been seriously blessed to be a part of this. I learned so much, and you know, it's just so fulfilling, especially now that we are doing the scholarship and to see the kids, and we're upping it this year from 3 scholarships to 5 scholarships. We're moving from 1 leadership award, which was in honor of Dr. Miles Monroe, 1, which is in honor of Marcus Garvey and Dr. Joseph Love, who is a mentor of Marcus Garvey. He is from right here in the Bahamas. He's one of the first doctors who went to the United States, became a doctor, then he went to live in Haiti for a number of years, and finally went to live in Jamaica, died and buried in Jamaica. And so we want to honor those 2 individuals together through the Success Summit. Again, Gail Sweeney, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to December 4th.
Thanks for having me, and I'm excited. I'm really excited to be there.
All the best. Let's take ourselves a break right here. And now we are going to get into the greatest speech given in 2021. You may not agree, but we'll see.
Life is always better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Ross and Square jewelry stocked. Bring it all together at Solomon's, where you can save more and live better.
Hubert Edwards Global, in collaboration with Dr. Dave Burrows and iRise, presents the 5th Annual Success Summit under the theme, Success Keys to Transform Your World, December 3rd through 4th. 2 days of transformational experiences with dynamic presenters from the Bahamas, Nigeria, Canada, USA, and Jamaica. You can't afford to miss this mind shift moment. 5 scholarship grants, 2 leadership awards, 1 life-changing event. This is a virtual event, so visit www.nlsolutionsbahamas.com for more details. This is what you've been waiting for. Success Summit 2021.
The new Guardian Rare. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
For the best jerk in the Bahamas, you must have Balloons. Pork, fish, and chicken served with our delicious country-style sauce and authentic festivals. Balloons, Nassau East South. Call or WhatsApp 376-8951. Balloons, the jerk with the soul of reggae and the spirit of Junkanoo. Balloons jerk, traditional, slow-cooked to perfection. 376-8951. Get yours today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And welcome back to The Essentials, The Reset. We're shifting a bit now. We're going to look at a little bit of leadership and to look at this speech which was given by the Right Honourable Philip Brave Davis QC, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, on the 2nd of November 2021. These statements were made at the World Leaders Summit, United Nations Climate Change Conference of the Parties 26, otherwise known as COP. I think we have a caller. Let's take this quickly. Hello, welcome to The Essentials.
If you'd like to make a call...
We lost a person. We have another caller. Caller, go ahead.
Good night, Mr. Edwards.
Hey, good night. How are you doing?
I am good, man. I am good. This is Mr. Brown.
Oh, yeah, I think I know the sound of voice. This is Patrick Brown. This is my friend and our logistic director for Hubert Edwards Global and the Success Summit. How are you doing? I suspect you were listening and decided to drop us a call.
Yeah, I heard somebody from my parish, so yeah, I was listening. I just headed home. I'm just leaving from helping some guys in the group. You know, a volunteer program I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spirit of what, you know, what you were presenting in this thing, I just said, let me call in. You know,
yes.
I have some work cut out for me, so I don't need to say much.
Yeah, you know, you've been one of them very quiet giant helping behind the scenes with this from year one, and certainly we want to take this opportunity to publicly thank you as an individual like myself, a transplant out of Jamaica. You have been here in the Bahamas now for a while. You as a teacher working at C.I. Gibson, working with those young men, and certainly we want to salute your contribution. What is it that you're looking forward to most this year?
Well, I know this program is going for bigger and better things. And so, as a background person, I want to see it reach people near and far.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hope and dream for the program.
Yeah, man. You know, and as we work, and also I know that you serve as a mentor with, I know he's retired now, Mr. Patrick Douglas over there at C.I. Gibson, the Dream Chasers Club, and also Miss Charmin Goodman, Miss Charmin Anna. Yes,
yeah.
You know, you partner with them and with the Dream Chasers. That club, incidentally, has been with the summit from day one. From the first year, we have been rolling forward, and so we look forward again to having students from there. You know, it's always. I'm looking forward to the time when we are back face to face and we can catch up with some of these guys, and we can find out what some of the older guys. 2 years or so, but I really just want to take this opportunity, Patrick Brown, to salute you as an individual who, you know, came from another country. You are now living here, and you have decided to walk the path where your impact is been felt by, you know, many. You obviously have the opportunity to touch very young people as a teacher. And you have not been shy of in terms of spreading that effort. And so, you know, I certainly want to applaud you for that effort and to applaud all the teachers out there, regardless of where you come from, Bahamians, Jamaicans, Guyanese, Trinidadians, whatsoever, the ones who are working hard to groom our kids and to put them in the best position to be successful. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. And Success Summit is a place where we can bring together that energy, bring together that vibe. So we're certainly looking forward to all of the teachers bringing their students, putting their students in a place where they can participate, especially on day one. Your final word, Mr. Brown?
This is not a final word. It's just a word in closing. yeah, because, you know, we could go on all night.
Yes.
But the summit, and I hear you talk about young people, but there are some senior persons who really need this in their lives, because whether you missed out early in life or just need some guidance and some directions. So this summit, to me, based on how I view it, is lending a hand to people of all kinds, and I can't shy away from something like that. And that's my final word for now.
For now. So long. And we will talk again certainly before the event, and then we look forward to connecting.
Yes. Yeah, man, I just said no home from, as I tell you, I was working with a program and I just leave that and going home. So mm-hmm. I still ain't reached home yet. I had to call you because I didn't want the time run out on me. So
yes,
thanks for having me, and we'll talk.
All right, certainly a pleasure, my friend. Take care.
All right.
All right, so with Mr. Brown gone, I think I can get into the speech. Your Excellencies, this past summer at the Olympic Games, a young Bahamian woman and young Bahamian man outran the competition to become gold medal winners in their 400-meter races. Our runners had the discipline and drive to work towards long-term goals. Our runners had the courage and determination to overcome every obstacle. And our runners had the ambition to believe that, yes, they would succeed despite the odds. Colleagues, we must do the same to ensure that this gathering succeed in a way that the prior 25 such meetings did not. We in the Bahamas will do what we can, but the limits of our nation's effort can accomplish our stark. We cannot outrun your carbon emissions. We cannot outrun the hurricanes, which are growing more powerful. And we cannot outrun rising sea levels as our islands disappear beneath the seas. Hurricane Dorian, the monster category 5, which devastated two of our main islands, feel like it descended upon us just yesterday. We still don't know exactly how many died. And some people still tremble at the first rain. But every day, our yesterday is already becoming your todays and fast becoming all of our tomorrows. But today, today, we can still do something. As I said to the General Assembly at the United Nations in September, you will only be safe when we are all safe. We are out of time, colleagues. A recent study declared that the Bahamas had the cleanest air in the world. Other studies have shown that our distinctive, beautiful aquamarine seas are a magnificent carbon sink. Our seas reduce the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. The Bahamas is not now and never has been the problem, but yet we are forced to pay the price. We are among the top 10 most vulnerable island nation states in the world. And the question I have for my colleague today is, for this moment, are we braver than our predecessors who led our nations at the previous 25 climate change meetings? Can we summon the courage and ingenuity and determination to succeed where they did not? Promises and agreements are easy. Action, specific and concrete policy changes, is a lot harder. Action requires courage. Every leader before us has postponed until today, until tomorrow, what needed to happen yesterday. And now tomorrow is here today. The country and countries like mine are out of time. Your support by financing and technology transfer are needed urgently so we can rebuild for resilience. Without change, if we are lucky, we will become refugees. Without change, if we are unlucky, then we will be left to the mercy of future Hurricane Dorians. More of my people will die. More will be left traumatized and homeless. People will be forced to flee, but flee to where? These are my neighbors, my family, my friends. My plea is both urgent and deeply personal, and I make it on behalf of all humanity. My friends, look outside. Our hurricanes are your fires and floods. Our hurricanes are your landslides and drought. Morally and ethically, it has to be beyond imagination and conscience that we do so little until it becomes too late. Please, do what is needed, not what you can get away with. Turn promises to small island developing states into action. Don't hide behind buzzwords and easy assurances. Don't let the failures of the past limit our ambition for the present. Here to acknowledge that failure today will lead directly to destruction for people the world over. Like Bahamian gold medal winners, today we still have the chance to win the race against time and outrun the impact of climate change. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very, very powerful speech delivered in less than 5 minutes. And it's powerful for its cause, for the reason that it was presented. The idea was the Honorable, Right Honorable Brave Davis, Philip Brave Davis, QC, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, was trying or seeking to impress upon especially the big developed countries of the world the need for action, that action is now. It's a very powerful speech. Very, very powerful. And I believe that he was effective in getting his message across. I believe that when you look at the coverage, when you look at the fact that Bloomberg was pulling stuff from the speech as quote of the day, it resonated. I think it resonated as powerfully as the speech which was given before him by Honorable Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, where she, in my mind, was very brave, very bold, very forthcoming, very authentic in her delivery. And she made some huge statements, which we should discuss, but given the time that we have. I want to focus on the speech by our Prime Minister. Powerful for the moment, powerful for the purpose, powerful for the cause. But I want to do something little bit different. And only because I am on the show, I'm the host, and I have maybe editorial lease while I'm going to do this. But I want to pull from this show, from this speech, and show how powerful it is. Because I want to eliminate every single mention of anywhere outside of the Bahamas and anything to do with climate change, and I want to focus this speech in on the Bahamas. If we look at the second paragraph, it says, our runners had the discipline and drive to work towards long-term goal. The Bahamas must have the discipline and drive to work towards long-term goal. The Bahamas must have the courage and determination to overcome every goal. The Bahamas must have the ambition to believe that, yes, we can succeed despite the odds. We must, Bahamians and residents, we must do the same to ensure that the Bahamas succeed in a way that the prior 40 plus years did not meet. We in the Bahamas will do what we can. We must do what we can, recognizing that there is a limit on our resources. But we recognize that we cannot outrun our national debt. We cannot outrun policies, bad policies from the past. And we cannot outrun our lack of reforms of yesteryear. We are staring down the barrel of challenges akin to Category 5 hurricanes. And we still do not know exactly how it will impact us. Some people right now, right today, right at this moment, tremble at the thought of the state of the country. So we need to start to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that every day, our yesterday is already becoming our today's, and that, if we do not have intervention, will fast become our tomorrow's. But we can still do something about it. We have the ability to do something about it. And we must remember, as we have said often, that no one will be safe. No one will be better off until all of us are safe and all of us are better off. Colleagues and friends, we may not be totally out of time, but we're running out of time. We understand that we have some ways to go. And we have some things to do. And that requires us to be brave enough for this moment. We have to be braver than everyone else who sit in the seat of leadership, who contributed, who worked, who did something to move this country forward in the past. We must summon the courage, the ingenuity, and the determination, because making promises and agreements are easy, but action, specific and concrete policy change and action, is a lot harder. And action requires courage for the Bahamas. Every leader before us, every administration before us, every individual who was in the position you now hold before you, has postponed until tomorrow what needed to happen yesterday. And now tomorrow is here today. And we are moving, running out of time. Without change, if we are lucky, we may still be around and be able to move someplace. Without change, if we are unlucky, we will be left at the mercy and the ravages of the decisions which we didn't take on a timely basis. More people will be challenged and suffer. Persons may even become traumatized and homeless. Persons may start to think about where else in the world they may wish to live. These are our neighbors, these are our family, and these are our friends. And so the call is obvious, it is urgent, and it is deeply personal. And this is a call which has to be made on behalf of all Bahamians. For you, my friend, who may be in a better off position, look outside. Things that those persons have today are the problems you will have tomorrow. The great obstacles they're facing today are the obstacles that you will face tomorrow. So, morally and ethically, it has to be beyond imagination and conscience if we still do too little until it becomes too late. So, please, let's do what is needed. Not just what we can get away with. Let's turn promises and talk into action. Let's not hide behind buzzwords and easy assurances. Let us not fail. Let's not allow the failures of the past to limit our ambitions of the present. Let us have the courage to acknowledge that failure today will lead directly to problems for the people of the Bahamas, all over. So like Bahamian gold medal winners today, we have the chance to win the race against time and outrun the impact of past decisions, no decisions, lack of reform, overspending, lack of transparency and accountability, poor economic growth, high debt burden, inequality, economic inequities, social breakdowns, unequal prosperity impact, and growing poverty. That, ladies and gentlemen, may be not the smoothest way of reorganizing the speech. But I did that for this simple reason. To show how powerful that particular speech is. And to show also its applicability to the local scene. Because while I believe this was one of the best speeches I've ever heard the Prime Minister deliver, and a speech which will with many other speeches which are 2 times longer, 3 times, 4 times longer, has not been as powerful, will never ever be as powerful as this. I also believe that when you apply the sentiments, when you apply the essence of what he was saying to the local environment, to the country, you can walk away with the same level of understanding of the urgency which is required for us to move forward. And we operate in, we live in a global space. But at the end of the day, you have to take care of home and you have to take care of abroad simultaneously. What the Prime Minister did was make some commitments, not simply as it relates to the climate. But if his speech is built on principles, and I believe if you read through it, it has to be built on sound principle of conviction. In there, he says, this is deeply personal. These are my friends. These are my neighbors. These are my people. So it has to be rooted in deep conviction. If that is the case, then the essence of the message can be taken and applied to anything else that he has purview of. And the same exact essence will have to ooze to impact, to touch, to trouble, to cause for there to be movement on those things. And so I believe, I'm totally convinced, that when the Prime Minister and those who operate within his circle reflect on the essence of this speech, and if they were to make a decision, not that they haven't yet, but let's assume that this speech is going to be the impetus. If they were to say, let's take that speech and let's apply its essence to the Bahamas, then the aspirational output, the aspirational outcome, the very, very important points which were driven home from the perspective of addressing climate change and the impact on the world will come to bear on the Bahamas. I believe that that will have a huge and significant impact on the way forward. It's a mindset. It's a thinking. It's a state of mind. It's a paradigm which is as applicable to the global scene as it is applicable locally. For too long, we have postponed what was supposed to be done yesterday. They're now bothering us tomorrow. And if we do not intervene, they will continue to become the troubles of tomorrow. It's not simply that we are going to be swallowed up by the sea. But long before that happens, there are some other obstacles that must be addressed right here, right now, in the Bahamas. You have been listening to The Essentials, The Reset. We leave it there. We always say, do not allow your greatness to become a victim of your unwillingness to change. Good night.